Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Hey, Simon, how are you?
Okay, welcome to Simon and Zave Brainstorm, if anyone heard me or didn't hear me.
Love it. I love it. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you, Dave? So how are you coping with the new reality?
The new reality?
Yeah.
All right. I guess we talk to a lot of people that live in the States. So we are from Ontario, Canada, and I believe that we last week went into what we call a gray sort of a lockdown. So kids aren't going to school. They're doing virtual school. They shut down everything but essential stores. So people are really being asked for the next 3 weeks, 4 weeks to stay at home. Hopefully we keep on getting ourselves vaccinated. We're going a lot slower than a lot of the people in the States. But hopefully we get ourselves vaccinated and make sure that our vulnerable population is safe. And I think the hope is that over the next month or 6 weeks, we'll get out of this really kind of treacherous zone with a lot of cases every day and be able to start slowly coming back to the new normal, whatever the new normal is going to be, with the kids going to school and the stores being open, all stores being open. And I think we're ready for that. Maybe that'll, maybe somewhere in the summer, that'll be amazing. How are you holding up? I know you are really sort of, it's been 14 months of staying at home for you.
Well, Dave, there's sometimes I don't even know where to begin and where to start anymore because of how long I've been at home.
Aye, horrible. So today we are going to talk. So it's Earth Day is today or is coming up, and where we hang out, we've been doing we're calling it the Eco Week. So we're talking to people and learning different things about how to reduce our carbon footprint and to make make our relationship with the environment a little bit better. So we're going to talk to some people today, and they're going to tell us what they're doing to reduce their carbon footprint. And then, of course, you are always welcome to call in with whatever you suggestions you have or maybe personal insight that you have. And our phone number here is 424-243-9540. So with that in mind, Simon, why don't we give a call to our first person? What do you think of that?
Go ahead.
All righty.
Call Shannon.
Yeah, we're going to call
Shannon a few.
Yeah. And see what what he has to say.
Yeah, let's bring Urkel on. We haven't had him for a while.
No, he hasn't. Yeah, it was nice he had some time for us. For all of you guys listening,
you have reached the voicemail box of...
Yeah.
All right, well, we will try that in a bit. For those of us who don't know, it's supposed to snow overnight here in Toronto, which is... I don't know. I mean, I guess it's not a big deal. I mean, it's April 20th, so we tend to get one more snowstorm near the end of April, so hopefully it won't be a storm. The good thing is, of course, that none of us have to drive anywhere. Most of us don't. Some people do, but most of us don't have to drive anywhere. So that was really good this winter for me, who doesn't like to drive in the snow, that I was working from home the whole time, so I never had to drive in the snow, really. So that's good.
You didn't have to change your tires either.
Oh, you know what the funny thing is, Simon? We did change our tires. We changed our tires to let the snow tires sit in the driveway. Oh, there you go. So we're kind of talking a little bit about what you're doing to improve your carbon footprint. So I was going to ask you, what are you doing? Maybe, Simon, you can tell us, what are you doing make peace with the environment, to make the environment healthier. What are you trying to do?
Well, I try to put less things in the garbage and try to recycle as much things as I can. Food waste, sort of eat almost quite a bit of leftovers if there's still enough leftovers that we don't eat that we throw out because you don't know how long it's been in the fridge or freezer.
Right.
So mostly that's what I've been doing.
I'm going to tell you something. I've been kind of blissfully ignorant of what's going on in the world. But, you know, as the kids get older, they learn. And then as, you know, once you, I think even once you have kids, and maybe it's you sort of realize that the world is going to go on after you, and you have to make sure that the world is a good place for your kids and their kids. So you kind of get some perspective as you get older. And I you know, you do some learning and you realize just how, because sometimes, I don't know, do you ever feel sometimes, Simon, that it's, you're just one guy and there's like 6 billion or 7 billion people, and what difference can you make? Do you ever feel like that?
Yeah,
so I think I've kind of felt like that.
That's the kind of person I am. It's like, I would like to change the world.
Uh-huh.
When I was young, now with what I've learned in school and what I've been doing volunteering and all that, I don't know how much I know I changed my life around, but I don't know if I ever changed anybody's life around.
Right. But you still feel like you can make a difference.
Yeah, I can still say I can still make a difference, but how big of a difference, I don't know.
And I guess at the end of the day, does it matter? Because if we all kind of make a tiny bit of a difference, then we collectively we can make a big difference. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. I mean, and it's like, even if you kind of have a shower head for your shower that has a little bit less pressure, or you take a shower that's a few minutes shorter, or what I learned today, I learned that if you drive your car and you just try to find, don't drive aggressively. So don't push on the brake all the time or accelerate really fast. Even if you drive in a more sort of less sort of aggressive way, you can really save some save some real emissions and do a real help the environment. So, I mean, I didn't know that. Or, you know, little tiny things. Like you're saying, you're right. If you don't eat as much meat, that makes a huge difference. I was amazed at how much the production of meat is not great for the environment. And, I mean, in moderation. I mean, I think you still have to, you know, if you want, you can still eat. But maybe don't eat as often. Or maybe have one or two days a week where you stop eating meat and you eat, like vegetarian options. It makes a big difference. And it all builds up and adds up, you know. Keep your tires inflated. That makes a huge difference as well. Like, who thinks of that? Like, I don't think of that. How can me doing, putting my inflating my tires make a difference? And yet, somehow it does.
Well, you gotta watch out for potholes.
You gotta watch out for potholes. The potholes of life, eh?
Yeah.
I love it.
Because those potholes also deteriorate the rubber from your car, tires.
That's right. That's right. So you got to be careful, and you got to make sure your car is the oil is on top of that, like it's topped off. It makes a difference. Like 3 or 4%, I think is what I read. So that's small, but it still adds up. You know, even if you decide to, you know, if you're going to buy your fruit locally, because any fruit from far, far away. It took a lot of energy, a lot of fuel for planes, fuel for buses to get that stuff all the way to us, where you could just buy something locally, and it might be a little more expensive, but it will save on a lot of fuel and things like that. Little tiny lessons. All right, Mirko. I'm sorry. All right, Simon, let's give Mirko a call again. If he's not there, then we'll go on to our next guest. Let's try this.
You have reached the voicemail box of...
Well, okay. Let me give Shayna a call. Simon. Okay. Machine a call. All right, let's see what happens.
Hi.
Hello, Shayna. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. Welcome to Simon and Dave's Brainstorm. So how are you coping? How are you coping with Colbin and recycling stuff?
I'm doing mostly good. I'm still able to get to the majority of my appointments.
Nice.
And everything.
Good. How did you? So you recently we went to a lockdown. It's the third time that we've sort of been in a lockdown. Although people are getting vaccinated and there's sort of a light at the end of the tunnel, but now that it's the third time that you're sort of being asked to stay at home, is that affecting you, or are you just pushing through and not
Well, for me, since I'm at my father's, we do have a very lovely area, so we're able to walk around outside or for me, I can walk around the building outside and everything. Because it's the Primrose, which is the name of our building, is a really nice area. We have tennis courts and everything. So even though they're not in use, you're able to still go to that spot and sit down if you can walk that far.
Sure. It's amazing. So Shayna, I know we called you to talk about the environment, but...
Sorry, I just had to lower my volume.
Okay. Oh, it's loud. Even though we're going to talk about the environment and what you're doing, to help the environment, I think it's kind of interesting to talk. So about, have you found that you have still maintained like a walking regime or an exercise regime through COVID, or have you found yourself that you're sort of just lounging at home a lot more?
Well, for me in general, it is difficult to exercise.
Right.
So generally I don't.
Okay. But you still, it sounds like you're still going on walks.
Sometimes.
Nice. And your dad's doing well?
Yes.
Lovely. So the reason we're calling is we're talking, we were talking, telling the audience and that this week is Eco Week where we are all members at Cheers. And we're trying to just talk about the different ways people are sort of trying to reduce their carbon footprint. What are you doing to sort of help the environment?
Well, my family, we have both garbage bins and recycling bins. Since it's a condo, we don't get the fortunate to have a green bin. But we do recycle as much as we can. And everything.
Nice.
So we're always recycling whatever we can recycle.
That's pretty good. I mean, and then I was talking to Simon. Do you feel that you can make a difference just one person in this huge world? Or do you sometimes go, what the heck, why bother? I'm not going to make that much of a difference.
No, I think every bit of recycling helps.
Nice. So everything works a little bit. And do you guys separate the organics as well, the compost?
I don't think we have that in our building.
Okay. And that's a struggle. I was talking to somebody, and they were saying the same thing. They were saying, or I don't know if they're saying the same thing, but they were talking about how in an apartment building, you don't. It's a lot harder to recycle and to use the organics, just because it's just so there's a different pattern. I remember when I lived in a few apartment buildings, and I remember that it was always a chute that you'd walk to the end of the hall and you just throw your garbage in. It didn't matter if it was organic or it didn't matter if whatever it was. You just threw it down the hole. So it's a little bit a little more tricky to recycle at the in the apartment building.
Yeah, well, we're like in a condo thing, and we do have a chute for our garbage and stuff, but also there is recycling, bigger recycling bins outside, and
right. For
the garbage, you can put it outside, and some people do happen to recycle somebody's garbage, and they take it with them if they think it's something that's in good condition, and they bring it back upstairs to their condo.
Very cool.
To their apartment.
Do you know what I found out today was a really, really good way to help the environment? Two things. Is to buy, or not buy, but to buy clothes that are at consignment stores, like used clothing.
Right.
Because then you get, that's a huge thing. And then the other thing that I heard about was don't buy cheap clothes that are sort of really fashion, like that are going to be out of fashion in a year, because you're just going to end up throwing them away. Like, it's crazy the amount of clothes that people throw away, and then they get thrown into the, you know, into the dumps, and they release methane when they decompose. So I thought that was a really cool suggestion. Just, you know, where, and I guess the same goes for furniture. You know, if you can, go to a used furniture store, and then you can buy somebody's furniture. They don't have to make it again, and there's so much energy consumed with making furniture and then shipping the furniture. So it's kind of a neat idea.
Donate furniture to, like, other people. When I was younger and I was moving from one location to another, I had to, like, from one Vina place that I was in to, at that point, I was going to be moving to my dad. So I had to say goodbye to some of my furniture, including a very much beloved rug, because that belonged to my grandmother at the home.
And you have to get rid of it.
But that rug was donated to some other people who very much needed stuff.
Interesting.
So it was going to other people automatically right away.
I love it. Well, I know that one of the things we do, as you know, when you have kids, is that once the kids
if clothes are gender shared or everything, you can just pass down to the children.
That's right. And we had a boy and a girl, so, and I'll be honest with you, we couldn't pass down as much of my son's clothes, because he would, you know, run them ragged. But for Ruby, she had a lot of pretty clothes, and then she, you know, we just passed them down to the next, you know, friends who were, who had girls that were a little bit younger. It makes a lot of sense. I mean, it's really sense to buy clothes, so that way it's good for the environment, and the clothes get used. And because, as you guys are aware, kids grow so fast. So you can buy something, and then 6 months later, it doesn't fit them anymore. So you find somebody else, and then you're not throwing it into the dump. You're not throwing it into, reusing it, and that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I even did that with shoes once. When my sister and I were younger, we just got new shoes, and our past pair, they were still in their pretty good condition, and we knew a family with two girls who were about our age and our foot size, and they couldn't afford so much, so we gave them our past shoes, and they were very happy about that.
That's very sweet of you.
Have to go out to buy new shoes because they really needed new shoes.
Aw. That warms my heart, those kind of acts of kindness. Nice.
And this is
Simon?
Stuff just from a gazillion trillion years ago, random things that happened to remember.
Very cool.
Well,
Simon, do you have any
what
questions?
Do you need, what do you need from me, Dave?
Well, I'm just asking if you have any
well,
questions.
What things
for,
have you
know.
Done?
Oh,
what have
me,
you done, Simon?
Me? I've been recycling bottles, cans, recycling food, excess food for soil, and all quite a few things.
So you have a green bin and or a compost tub?
I have a compost bin in the garage, and I put all the compost excess food in there, and then I have two other bins with recycling and garbage.
So that's very good for the earth and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Simon, you mentioned that you have a garden. Is that did I hear that right?
Yeah, I have a garden, but I don't look after it because it's not really my thing. But
okay.
my mom, when she has a chance, she buys tomatoes branches and plants them in the soil to get fresh tomatoes instead of buying tomatoes. We end up growing our own tomato plants.
Well,
how about herbs? Your mother do herbs? Herbs are so much fun. I remember when I was little, we had a garden, and we also did vegetables and herbs.
Brilliant. And, I mean, that's amazing because we were talking before that when you get your produce or your vegetables from far, far away, then it costs a lot of money and it's not very good on the environment. But when you grow your own, I mean, that's the best you can do. I mean, that's, you know, there's no transportation. You're taking care of all the work. So that's really cool. So your congratulations to your mom, Simon, for growing your own tomatoes. And Shana, you said you were a big fan of herbs back in the day?
Oh, I still am. I love fresh herbs, but they can be... Actually, I'm going to leave that part out for other people and let you know at another time.
Oh, that sounds funny. Very cool. I think if I had... I don't know. Dill is a herb. Is dill a herb?
Yeah, dill's a herb. Well, because
okay,
you
so
know
I,
what my brother saw is. So you understand.
I understand. I was thinking of my favorite herb, and I think it might be dill.
I love rosemary.
There's various types of herbs. There's herbs for teas, herbs for, I think, also coffees.
That's true. There's probably medicinal herbs that are good more for taking care of medicine and stuff. And then I guess there's other things that are...
Yes, medicinal
herbs. Very
cool. Sorry, I'm in a weird mood.
Are you? Well, it's good to be in a weird mood. 10:30 at night.
Also, I'm kind of off schedule for certain medications that I have to reschedule.
Okay.
Because
of
COVID stuff.
I hear you. You sound great and always insightful. Have you been watching any TV shows that you want to recommend for us?
Well, I really like Chicago Med.
Okay.
I'm still new to that, and I love Law and Order SVU and NCIS.
Okay, so you like those the detective, the cop shows?
Uh huh.
Is that you just like to solve the mysteries?
Well, some of them are reruns, and I already know some of the stuff, but Chicago Med I'm new to still, and that's other things where it's like more a doctor show, where doctors and everything.
All right. And then I guess the last question before I let you go is if you could take out your psychic ball, do you have any idea when do you think we are going to go back to a new normal? Do you have any sense of that, or are you just waiting for the experts to tell you?
I'm hoping by summer.
Nice. And what's the first thing you're going to do once they say you can go out and do what you want?
I don't know yet.
No.
There's
It'll
a lot of different things that I need to do.
Nice. Well, Shayna, we love talking to you. Thank you for your input.
Thanks, and I had a great time talking with you as well.
Awesome. Thank you. Have a good night.
You as well.
All right.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Well, that was interesting. Shayna's talking about growing, you know, her passive growing herbs, and then she talked a little bit about some of the walking and separating the organics from recycling and regular garbage. And then she talked a little bit about the difficulty of doing that kind of stuff in an apartment building or in a condo. It's hard sometimes. Okay, Simon, do you want to give Jan a call?
Go ahead. Give her
All
a
right.
call.
I will give Jan a call. We'll talk to her about how she's doing with COVID, what she's doing for the environment, and maybe we'll ask her what TV show she's watching these days. You watching anything these days that's new, Simon?
No, not really.
I feel like, I don't know, sort of a... I don't know. I wonder if the TV ratings are up. They must be, because we're staying at home all the time. But at some point, I don't know if they're going to make new shows. Well, I guess they're making new shows, but very interesting.
Well,
all right, let's give Jan a call. Sorry, Simon.
Go ahead. Give her a call.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you, Simon?
I'm fine. Well, welcome to Simon and Dave's Brainstorm. I'm going to pick on your brain. Is it okay if I pick on your brain?
Best of luck to you.
Okay. Since we're still in lockdown, what do you do for the environment?
Well, I've got littering,
recycling,
I'm not going outside.
Yeah.
Well, recycling, I still put away my recycling in the recycling bins. I don't know if they're getting picked up or not, but I'm still trying to recycle.
Very cool. Hi, Janice, Dave. How are you?
Good. How are you, Dave?
I'm good. Holding up. I think we talked about it briefly, but my son told me that it's going to snow tonight, and that kind of was like, wow. But that's to be expected.
Yeah, I heard that too.
So you do recycle. You recycle. You live in an apartment as well. We were just talking to Shayna, and she was talking a little bit about how it's a little bit more difficult in the condo. Do you find it more difficult to recycle or to separate in an apartment as opposed to house?
No, I don't think so. I have like recycling bins by my door that I put stuff into. We unfortunately, where I live, do not recycle plastic. We only recycle paper. That's sort of a downfall.
So what do you do? Do you throw the plastic in the garbage?
Plastic goes in the garbage.
Interesting.
That's very bizarre.
Do you do anything else for the environment? Do you kind of monitor? Do you wash in cold water? Do you choose to walk rather than take the bus? Yeah.
Yeah, I walk everywhere, Dave.
Well, I know that.
Do you not know me?
Cool. Awesome. And what about like what we were talking about clothing? Do you and we were talking about how better it is for the environment if we sort of recycle clothing, if we wear, you know, if we go to a secondhand consignment shop as opposed to buying new fashion, do you do that or do you just buy what you want?
No, I definitely go secondhand and use clothes. I love the clothing swap at Cheers.
Which is a great idea. That's something that I think it was the students, or maybe I'm not giving credit to somebody. So what they do is a couple times a year, they say, okay, bring all your clothes. Everybody brings their clothes, and then you sort of find clothes that you enjoy, that you like, and that fits you, and you just swap clothes.
Yeah.
And I think that's brilliant.
One person's
really
garbage
brilliant.
Is another person's treasure.
That's right. One person's garbage is another person. And, you know, one person's, I'm tired of this, is another person's, oh, this is brand new. So that's really cool.
I love it.
I know. That's a great idea. I like that. I don't remember who did it.
I have crazy big feet. I actually found a really cute pair of slippers last year.
Very cool.
That fit.
There you go. There you go. As opposed to the ones you get and you kind of try to make them fit you and then you're like in pain, your feet are in pain for weeks. I know that feeling.
Yes.
And then what do you – okay, let me ask you this. We asked Shana, and we're going to ask people that are – we're lucky enough to have his guest today. Do you sometimes sort of throw your hands up in the air and go, what's this all for? I'm just one person. What difference can I make?
Yes and no. I mean, I try and be conscious because I have nephews that are going to be living a lot longer than I will, and I want them to live in a clean environment if possible, you know? But, I mean, at the same time, I'm like, okay, it's just me doing it. No one else is. Like, I look outside, there's cigarette butts all over the ground. I mean, people don't really care. It's kind of annoying.
Have you ever sort of commented up to somebody who maybe did something like throw garbage on the street or?
I picked up when people throw garbage in front of me. Like, I'll go over and pick it up and throw it in the garbage and make sure they see me doing it.
And has anyone ever sort of said anything to you, or they just look away in embarrassment? Yeah.
They just sort of avert eyes.
I had a somebody once told me that the reason that they threw garbage on the road. I think it was like a wrapper from a chocolate bar. And I said, what are you doing? And they said, you know what? I'm making sure that the cleaners have a job. So what do you think of that?
Yeah. I think that's kind of this lame, but kind of funny too. Quick witted at the person.
I did.
Hope
I laughed.
It wasn't you, Simon.
No, it wasn't Simon. Simon's very conscientious. Simon told me his mom grows tomatoes, which I thought was really cool for the environment.
Oh,
we'll
have to make some salsa.
Yeah. Did you know that salsa is the world's most popular condiment?
It's the best.
It is. Well, I would have always thought mayonnaise or ketchup or mustard, but no, it's salsa. So there you go.
That's pretty cool. You're the fun kid.
Yeah. So yeah, what else? So there's a lot of ways to help the environment. You can really help the environment by washing your clothes in cold water.
Which I do.
You're very conscious. That's very awesome. I was telling Simon. I was ignorant. And much in the same way that you sort of are trying to make the world as good as it can be for your nephews, I think once the kids are born, I had that same sort of revelations. Like, well, this life is going to go on beyond me, and I'm going to have people in it that I care for very much. So maybe I should do a better job.
You're trying to do a little bit better. I'm not perfect anyway.
Well, that's right, and that's moderation. Right? I can't stop eating meat. Like, I know meat's really bad for the environment. I mean, it's you know,
that tastes
cows,
so good.
That's right. So maybe don't eat it as much, but you should be conscious of it, because you can make I think you can save I can't remember the exact numbers. They're such weird numbers with their different measurements. But I was amazed that just by not eating meat once or twice a week, saying, okay, once or twice a week, I'm going to eat, I don't know, like a bean based, whatever. You are so helpful to the environment.
Sure, you don't think about it. Like, I wouldn't even have thought of that.
Yeah.
No, I need to recycle my clothes. Like, I don't throw my clothes in the garbage. I put them in the donation boxes.
That's brilliant. Yeah, some nice clothes. That's a good thing.
Huh.
And then that goes back. Yeah, it goes back to, you know, it's a nice thing because it helps people. And that's really awesome. Actually, a coworker,
Sorry? Go ahead. I was going to say, we got to love our planet. We don't love our planet. Like, what do we have left? That's where we live.
You are correct about that. Well, Sean was telling me about, it's an app on the phone, and I can't remember the name of it. I wish I remember the name of it. I think it's based in Canada. But it's an app where you download the app, and then it tells you when food is about to get, like from Loblaws, which is a big grocery store in Canada. It tells you when they're going to, like, perishables that are just about to get thrown out. And the idea is
that, super cheap.
Absolutely. So it's amazing because it's super cheap, but it's also you're going to eat it. It's not going to go to waste. It's not going to be this, because it's so hard on the environment, on the earth, to produce meat. And then you've done it and you cut it and you package it in the plastic. And then if you end up throwing it away, it's just an absolute waste. So at least if you go and you use it the way it was meant to be used, and this app tells you when food is about to get thrown out. He says he loves it, and he's smart. He says, you know, I go and I get the food, and then I throw it in the freezer, because, you know, if you throw meat in the freezer, it'll last you another 6 months.
Longer.
So there's a lot of different little tricks that I think people can do. And I guess if we all do a couple of these tricks and we all sacrifice a little bit, Earth will be a better place. Because
I feel
read,
like we should be singing... We are the world.
We are the world.
We are the children.
We are the children. Well, we should. Maybe I get my guitar. It's a small world after all. So I can tell you.
Set you off.
No, it's okay. I can tell you a very short story about that. Sit down and get comfortable. When I was about 4 years ago, it was 4 years ago, we went to Disney World. It was the first time I'd ever been to any sort of Disney World, land, or it was my first time. And we went with Amanda's parents, who came with us, and then we took the kids. And the reason I'm saying the story is that, first of all, I was prepared not to like anything about Disney. I thought it was going to be horrible. I thought it was going to be just a cash cow. I thought it was going to be phony and
junky
and contrived. And it was all that, but it was still very easy to get swept away by the magic of it all, because it's very, very beautiful and very, very positive. But I remember the big ride is the Small World ride. And anyone who hasn't been on it, it goes about 2 kilometers, like a mile an hour. It goes so slow. And that song is playing all the way through. And basically you're just going, and there's like puppets from different parts of the world. It is, when I was going through it, I thought, my God, will this ride ever end? I was so bored. But for the last 4 years, I think about that ride all the time. I can't stop thinking about it. It's so crazy. It really felt like
an earworm.
Something like that. You know, it's so funny. Because I'd love to go on that darn ride again. And I know, Jan, the minute I went on the ride, I'd be like, what the heck? This is the most boring ride of all time. And then I would leave and I'd go, wow.
Again?
I know. But anyway, I don't know what that has to do with anything, but. But Disney World is entertainment, and we have been starved for entertainment. So the last question we want to ask people that are generous enough to give us some of their time is we want to know, what TV show have you been watching over this last couple of months that you could recommend to anybody who's listening?
Lucifer.
Lucifer? Oh, you like that show?
Oh, my God. I, like, love it.
Very cool.
I really, really like it.
And for those of you that don't know, it's really a story of Lucifer. I saw the first 2 seasons, so you probably know more than I do.
Of the devil.
It's a story of the devil. He comes up to Earth, and he's when I watched it, he owned a bar or a nightclub.
Yep.
That's still what he's doing.
He still does.
Oh, that's sweet. Yeah, no, it's kind of funny, and the guy who plays him does a really good job of playing him.
He really does. And the other show I really like is called The Ranch. that has Sam Elliott and Ashton Kutcher in it. Just excellent. Yeah. Really, really funny.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, Amanda watched that one. She watched it. It was like a few seasons. It was like a lot of seasons. I love Sam Elliott.
Yeah. Yeah,
I love
Sam.
And
that's,
yeah, it's about a son, no, a father and his two kids.
Son. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
one of the kids
gets
away.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I guess the other son is played by Danny Masterson, who was also on the That 70s Show, and then he got in a bit of trouble with the law, so they killed his character in the show. Which is always awkward, but interesting. Okay, so cool. So The Ranch and Lucifer.
Lucifer. Yep, just
all
love
it. Love it. Okay,
and because
it's good.
My favorite show of all time was The Big Bang Theory, but that's not on Netflix yet.
Oh, it'll be on there. It's amazing how much money Netflix pays to get those shows on their network. Mm-hmm. Like, mind blowing.
I still haven't seen. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying. I think that with for Friends, they paid like $80 million or something, like just ridiculous, just to get it on, so people could get them. You were saying?
Yeah. As in, my favorite show of all time, forever, was The Big Bang Theory. Like, I never missed an episode, except for the last two episodes I missed because I had something else going on. And they're like the final episodes, and they haven't replayed them yet on TV, so I still don't know what actually ended up happening.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's amazing. So you watch every episode except for the last two.
Yeah, like the season finale, where it's a two-part season finale.
Oh, the marriages.
Is that what happens at the end of it? They get married?
Yeah, they were
married. I saw the ones where, Sheldon and Amy got married and Leonard and Penny were married. I was like, Penny, got pregnant, was pregnant or something in the last episode. And that's sort of, the little clips I've seen, on YouTube, but I still haven't seen the final two episodes. I had them on DVD, but my DVD player broke.
Oh, no. What frustration. It's so close, and yet so far.
I know. Hello, story of my life.
I hear you. Yeah, I like that Big Bang Theory. Yes, Simon?
Quite witty.
I think they're going to make CDs out of that Big Bang Theory.
Oh, they already do. They have it on CD already.
Yeah, but I think they're going to make, I don't know how many episodes.
They have all the seasons on DVD.
Very cool.
When are you thinking of seeing it in the stores, or are they?
I have them on DVD. They're already in the stores. I'm not sure about season 12. I think that I don't know if that one's come out yet, but I have it on DVD. I just can't play it.
Well, hopefully it comes on Netflix or another sharing device. Because that's
eventually
fun. Binge watching a show on Netflix or Prime or Crave is just great. Like, you don't know, commercials, no waiting around. My kids have no concept of having to wait a week to see a show, or God forbid having to wait a year, like a whole 3 months or 4 months to see a new episode. Like, they just watch it on Netflix and they just watch it all boom, boom, boom. And I can't blame them. It's amazing.
Let's ask you how our Squared and Desman.
They're good. They just had their birthdays. Their birthdays were last week.
COVID.
So Ruby turned 13 and Dez turned 9. So it was a little bit sad, Jan, because it was the second Zoom birthday. Well, Ruby didn't even have a Zoom birthday, but Desi had a bit of a Zoomy thing. So I don't know.
Nice.
I know.
Yeah, I've had two COVID birthdays too.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping that I don't have COVID.
I think this is going to be my first COVID birthday.
Well,
you probably had one last year too, Simon.
Yeah,
well,
I remember
the beginning of COVID.
Yeah, it was. It was right at the beginning because your birthday is near the end of April.
I'm going to be 51 this year.
Well, you look darn good. I'm going to be 50 next year.
Wow. Well, 50 is a new 20.
No, when you get to be our age, it's customer money for the candles and the cake.
Yeah, a lot more cake and a lot more candles. I know that feeling.
Thank you,
Janet.
So
I'm
gonna
leave you. We are leaving you with one question. First of all, thank you so much for chatting with us.
You're welcome.
I'm impressed with all the things you're doing for the environment, and I am inspired. But I want to know, we're asking you, if you had a crystal ball, how long do you think we're going to – what do you think – when do you think we're going to go back to whatever the new normal is going to be? Do you have a sense, or are you just going to wait for
next year? Next year, like maybe next March, April.
Oh, wow.
I don't think it's ever going to go back to normal. I think we're going to be wearing masks, like, forever. But I think that, like, some of the restrictions will lessen by next year.
All right. Well, I hope we are not talking next April 20th about COVID anymore. Holy cow! We ran out of steam for that one. Eh?
Yeah, COVID has sort of run its course, but it is what it is. You know, it happens. People get excited because numbers go down, they go out, numbers go back up.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we get Hopefully there's a big difference with the shots. I know, Jen, you've already had your first one, and Simon and me are getting ours on Thursday. Not together, but it just so happens we're both getting our first shots on Thursday. So slowly.
Awesome. It doesn't hurt.
It doesn't? Okay. Did you feel, did you have, like the next day, did you have any pain or anything? Or?
No, if I pressed on the area that they injected me, I could feel like tenderness, but like there wasn't any pain in my arm or anything, only upon palpitations.
Very cool. All right, Jen, I will see you soon. Have a great night, and thank you. Thanks again for talking to us.
Thanks for having me. Have a good night, guys.
All right, bye, Jen.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, while we were talking to Jen, Mirko texted me, and he said, give me a call. So I'm going to give him a call, see what happens. How are you holding up, Simon?
I'm holding it up pretty well. It's only 10:46.
Yeah, we're doing all right. All right, let's talk to Mirko and see what's up in the world of Mirko.
Yeah, let's check up on Mirko's world.
Hello?
Hey, Mirko, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm all right. Well, welcome to Simon and Dave's Brainstorm. So, what could you, what is your goal for the environment? If you could have done something better for the environment, What would you do? Would you be planting, or would you be recycling? What?
Recycling, I think.
Recycling. Nice.
Yeah.
Do you work hard? Do you separate the organics from the plastic? And is that something that you kind of really put a lot of effort into?
Well, I try to, but I don't always succeed.
Interesting. And is there anything else that you do? Do you have shorter showers? Do you buy locally made produce?
We try.
You try? Amazing.
Yep.
How you feeling?
Pretty good.
Yeah, you sound all right. One of the other questions we're asking is how are you coping with COVID? Is COVID driving you nuts like it's driving all of us nuts? Or are you sort of, you know, keeping yourself above sanity line?
I'm trying to keep myself above sanity.
Now, I know you've been hanging out at your mom's for a while now. Do you have like a routine that you sort of do? Yeah, I know. Do you have a routine? Do you like get up? Do you have an exercise? Do you do some form of exercise? Do you sort of find yourself doing the crossword every morning? Do you get up and have a coffee?
Not really.
And stare at... Not really?
You can have a coffee and stare at the wall, I guess.
Stare at the wall. Merkel, you should go and check out a window. It's a lot more fun than a wall. What do you think of the, speaking of windows and looking outside, what do you think of this upcoming snowstorm that we're supposed to be getting?
Terrible. It's going to be cold tonight.
Okay.
Well, Dave, what I'm hearing is some areas are going to get it, some areas are not going to get it. Because it's going to pass us.
Okay.
We are going to get a mix of rain and snow, but it's not going to be as bad as what people think.
Yeah.
I can live with that.
2 centimeters.
Oh, I can live with that. I'm very happy to have 2 centimeters.
I mean, 2 or 3 centimeters, they say.
No. That's still not too bad. And we were saying it's not a big deal because it's not like I'm driving to work, right? So it's okay.
Yeah.
I just walk downstairs to work.
Definitely.
Have you watched any TV shows? Anything you'd like to recommend to us?
I don't know. I watched the J-Team earlier today.
Oh, how did they do?
They kind of stunk.
They stunk? What's wrong with them?
Yep.
What do you think of the Jays' chances this year? Do you think they've got a good team?
No.
No?
No.
I like it. No? You don't think their pitching will hold up?
No.
All right. And what about, since we have one of our favorite sports guys on the line here, I'll ask you, what do you think of the Leafs? Think the Leafs have a chance?
I don't know.
I think they have a chance. I think they're gonna have a snowball chance in hell, but I don't know. Did you just say they had a snowball chance in hell?
Right now they're doing well.
Right. You think it'll fall apart?
Can they keep the way they're playing? Can they keep it up? That's the question.
That is the question. So do you find yourself watching a lot? Mirko, can I ask you, what do you prefer to watch when you're watching sports? Do you prefer watching hockey or baseball?
Either.
Either? You're okay with either of them?
Yeah.
You know what's really cool, both of you? I don't know. I know that, Simon, you used to watch sports, and Mirko, you're kind of obsessed. We grew up, all of us, because we're all sort of the same age. I mean, Mirko, you're a little bit younger, but we're all about the same age. We grew up watching television and watching sports.
Mm-hmm.
Standard definition, what, 22-inch screens, 24-inch screens? Like, how the heck do we do it? When you watch them high def and you can see the blades of grass and you can see the spin of the ball and the eyes in the crowd and what they're wearing in the crowd, I don't know, like, how we used to do it. We used to watch this blurry sort of TV. I used to watch black and white when my first TV was black and white.
Like, I had black and white TVs.
We are spoiled rotten.
Mine was a used black and white. Not even
used, but even worse. Oh, my God. It still had stains from last person.
What?
I don't know. I'm making jokes.
What's that?
A used black and white TV. I remember. Do you remember? Yeah. We used to have to hold the rabbit ears a certain way so that the channels would come in.
Yep.
I remember that. God, that's a long time ago. It's kind of cool that we got to live that. We lived in that, I wouldn't say the primitive time, but it was a time before we had all this advances. Because we live in we're pretty spoiled these days.
Mm-hmm.
Well, try to get your kids to watch a TV show with that kind back then.
They will not watch.
See what they would say to the time that you were a kid to now.
Yeah, they won't watch it. They will not watch a show with that has standard definition. If it's an older show from like the 90s or 80s, they tune out. They just can't. It's just, it's the same. It reminds me, my sister. My sister was about 10 years younger than me. And she just couldn't watch black and white. Like, it was just like, I need color. And these kids need high. What can I do?
Yeah.
But we remember, I remember a day, you know, when your grandparents used to, I remember a day when we didn't even have a fridge. We used to put all our food in an ice cube or something. We didn't have electricity, I tell you. Anyway, Mirko, we're going to ask you one last question, and then we're going to let you go. Mirko, if you had a crystal ball, how long do you think COVID is going to influence our lives in such a strong way?
I don't know.
Another 6 months or a year. Okay. Jan was kind of similar. Jan said somewhere between. Like she thinks she said 10 months, somewhere in the new year. So, anyway. What are you going to do tonight? When you get off the phone here, are you going to relax?
Go to bed.
Love it. All right. Get some beauty sleep, Mirko. Thank you so much for taking our call.
All right.
And we'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye.
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 All right. Well, the one thing that catches my attention, Simon, is that everybody is doing something in their own way to help the environment. You know, Jan buys used clothing and recycles, and Shayna did a whole bunch of things as well. So, you know, Jan washes her clothes in cold water.
Go ahead.
So I'm just going to give Brianna a call, and we will see what she does when it comes to the environment. See if she has a prediction with her crystal ball. Let me give her a call. And again, feel free to call us. We are at 424-243-9540. We almost never bite, almost. And love to hear you, and love to hear what you have to say about your attempt at recycling and being good to the environment. Okay, let's call Deanna. All right, you're doing a great job, by the way, of welcoming people. I think you are getting to be a natural at this, Simon. All right.
I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for my tenacity.
That's right. You are very tenacious. That is 100%.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Welcome to Simon and Dave's Brainstorm. Can I pick on your brain?
Of course you can, Simon. Long time no chat.
Lots of brain to pick.
If you had a chance to go back as a kid or to change the world some type of way, how would you change the world?
Wow.
Like in any sense?
In any sense. Doesn't matter what. Now, later, when you were in school, like even if you are in school?
Simon, that's a really hard question.
Starting it off strong. That's right. That's such an incredible question, Simon. If you can go back in time, what would you do to change the world?
Yeah.
Can I think of an answer for that one? I think that's such a good question. I want to think of an answer for that. Like, there's certain things that I would do, like I would in my own personal life, like I wouldn't have skipped one class or I had a choice to go to another school or I didn't ask a girl out that I probably should have asked out that was interested. Is that the kind of thing you're talking about, or are you talking about changes for the world?
Well, could be either the way you said it, Dave, or it could be just for the world itself. There's many ways of looking at that.
It's a deep question, Simon. Deep question for 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
I'll let Brianna answer that.
Yeah, Simon, that's a really hard question.
Well, let's give Brianna a chance to think and ask you, Simon, what would you do?
What would I do?
Yeah.
Well, If I could go back in time and change anything, it would be my car accident that I had when I was 10, if I can go all the way back there.
That makes sense. That makes sense. And I wonder if most of the people that we talked to today, I mean, Brianna is a staff, but most of the people we talked to today would probably say they would change the timing of their injury or not have that injury, I guess, right? So I don't know. Gosh, that's a hard question.
Simon, would I be going back as, like, me presently, or would I be the same age as when I go back?
Well, I'll give you an age. 6, 7 years old.
6 or 7 years old.
Yeah.
I would most likely I had something, I just forgot it. I would most likely work closely with animals and I've always loved animals. I've always loved helping and saving animals. I'm all about rescue instead of buy. But if I would have liked to be more involved with a humane society or fostering a dog or even work helping and volunteering with exotic animals so I could help reintroduce them to their natural habitat that they may have been found extinct in, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's a great answer.
A great answer.
Well, it's better than my answer, asking a girl out, that I think is attractive. although it's all good. I guess the other question, Simon, if I can ask it, because it just came to my mind, is if you could go back, Simon, I'll ask you because you're the one who's asking us hard questions. If you could go back in time and tell your young self one thing, what would you tell yourself? What would the mature 50-year-old Simon go back and tell the 15-year-old Simon?
Let's see. Learn how to read.
So spend more time on your schooling.
Yeah.
All right, that's fair. What would you, Brianna, go back and tell? You're not going back that far, but...
only like a few years. I mean, if we're gonna go back to like 13 or 14, so like almost 10 years ago, I'd probably say that everything will be okay. That sounds like so cheesy, but it's something I didn't hear enough of.
Everything will be okay. I love that. I think if I went back, I would tell myself that don't get so worried about things, because everything is going to pass, and everything in life, you know, all the you know, the disappointments or the embarrassing moments don't be so worried about having embarrassing moments. Just live your life, take chances, because the end of the day, right? I mean, time will pass, so the best moments will kind of ground themselves, and the worst moments you'll laugh about. Like the worst moments, the moments that were the worst moments of my life, I can now laugh about. And if I would have known that kind of perspective, I wouldn't have been so beaten down by the worst moments of my life, and it would have allowed me to probably just go out and live my life a little bit more, because I think fear and anxiety, not anxiety, but fear and shame and pride. I think if you let yourself get let yourself be controlled by those emotions, you end up not trying things and you just do it. Who cares? That would be, if I could go back and tell my 15-year-old or 12-year-old self, I would probably say that to that person. That's deep. Simon, you hit us deep at 11 o'clock at night. I love it. Good stuff. So one of the reasons we're sort of chatting with people today is, as you know, Brianna, we are doing Environment Week this week, Eco Week, and we're sort of talking about how we can reduce our carbon footprint, talking about how we can be better friends with the environment. And we're asking people, what are some of the things that you are doing to reduce your carbon footprint or to help the environment?
Yeah. So I was always raised kind of out in the country. So I was surrounded by a lot of nature. And I grew up loving nature as a Girl Guide. And a lot of the things I do now, I learned in Girl Guides, actually. So one of the big things is like saving electricity, making sure that you can walk or bike somewhere close by instead of driving. In my house, we have a lot of reusable straws, and we don't have any plastic cutlery.
Mm-hmm.
As well, we have reusable napkins, and I'm looking into getting reusable, like, paper towels, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Reusable paper towels. You would wash them again?
Yeah.
That's wash them and use them again.
Oh, what are they, Brianna, are they made out of paper, or are they made out of something like paper?
I feel like they make something out of, like, a light bamboo.
Okay, that makes sense. Well, that's awesome. And then we're asking, do you ever get the feeling that you're just one small person in this massive 6 billion person stew, and really what difference can you make, or do you sort of not let yourself go there?
Some days I do. When I'm super tired and I'm just like, I don't have enough energy to think about this. And then I stop and I'm like, oh, but I know at least my household here is making a big difference in my region of the garbage and electricity. And at least if I start thinking that it's small, that then it helps to be in the bigger picture.
Sweet. Yeah, I mean, I know that I was doing some research, and I think in Canada and the States, we generate approximately 15 tons of garbage per person per year, and they're hoping that we can get it down to about two tons in the next 20 years. So we have a lot of work to do, but hopefully we can get there.
Yeah.
And then to move away from the environment for one second, all of us are living through COVID, and I guess the question we're asking people is, what are you watching on TV that you would recommend, if there's anything that you're watching on TV that you could recommend for us to watch to sort of escape a little bit, because we need some escape once in a while.
Yeah. So right now I'm going through and watching Criminal Minds. Although that can be kind of dark for some people.
Yeah.
Superstore on Netflix is pretty fun.
Yes. I like America. What's your name? America.
I don't remember the last name.
Yeah, she's good.
And Schitt's Creek is always like my go-to recommendation.
100%. I'm watching something, and I think I'm always a couple of years behind everybody. And I don't even know her name. I think it's on Prime, and it's called, oh, goodness, The Amazing Miss Mabel, Mavis. Have you heard of it?
The Marvelous Miss Mabel?
That's right. Oh, I don't know if you've seen it, but I love it so much. It's about a woman in the 50s. I think she's Jewish, and she lives in the Bronx. And she, like, I don't know, like, within, like, 30 seconds of the show, you're drawn to the character. I mean, she's just like this dynamic, you know, especially in the 50s when women weren't, they were supposed to, like they didn't have the rights that they have now. They were very much not seen as equals to men in a lot of situations. And she just says it like it is. And she ends up sort of being a comedian, like an actual stand-up comedian. Hilarious show. Hilarious. I love it. I love her, so I'm recommending that. And then we're watching Awkward. I think I mentioned that. Awkward is very good. It's I think it's from the early 2010s, and it's a high school drama, comedy drama.
Oh yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah, the first couple of years are killer. They're so good, and then they become characters because they can't. It's hard to keep up when you have such smart writing. I found that not that Letterkenny is smart writing, but I found Letterkenny was so good for a long time, and then they just ran out of ideas. And anyway. And then our last question, and then we'll let you, Brianna, we'll let you go to sleep. The last question is, we're asking everybody, no one knows for certain, but if you had your crystal ball, what do you think, when do you think we're going to sort of go back to the new normal? We don't want to call it normal because we don't know what that'll be, but when do you think we're going to be back to sort of, you know, for us, it'll be go back to the club, to the clubhouse and do programming in person, opening stores, people sitting in restaurants. You have if you had to guess, when do you think that's going to be?
I don't. So if I sit here and I look into my crystal ball, I don't see us going back until the summer of 2022.
Really?
Yeah.
So you are the winner of the longest wait. So we've had some people say the summer of 2021. A lot of people were talking about maybe September to December. I think Jan maybe mentioned March. But you're saying we still have a year and we still have 15 months.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think that's what it's going to be at.
Yeah. Oy, that's hard. So that's hard. But I guess we've gotten good at it. Like, we know what we're doing now, which is
we've all seemed to enjoy this new normal and enjoy seeing all of the pets and Zoom backgrounds and being able to, like, work on a balcony. It's going to be weird going to go back to normal, you could say.
It is. You're right. It's going to be so strange to go back. At least the kids have gone to school virtual and go back. Like, I've been to head office, but I haven't ran a program other than Zoom for 14 months. You know, and it's going to be really interesting to see how that works. You know, it's a different style of communication when you're on Zoom. You know, you're all sedentary there and you can sort of see everybody's eyes and, you know, it's chill. If you don't like where you're at, you can just leave, you know, and now it's, you know, we'll be interesting to see what happens when we come back. It'll be interesting to see for us how things change and for in general how things change, because I think we're going to have changes that are probably going to be permanent in some ways.
Oh, definitely.
Well, Brianna, thank you so much for being our last caller.
No problem.
I guess, oh my goodness, your contract, we'll have to call you again when you're no longer even working at Cheers, and we'll see. We'll catch up with Brianna. Maybe that'll be part of the Simon and Dave show. Catch up with Brianna. That'll be fun. We'll see how you do.
Yeah, I'll be with you for another 6 months.
That's true.
So. Oh, you are?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, fun fact. I every time I try to leave Cheers, they offer me back with a contract that
that's
I end
right.
up signing.
That's right. I don't. Yeah, you're actually right. Oh, my God. So, yeah, so you can be part of our radio show for months. And then we'll catch up with you.
Brianna, stick around.
I believe I've been here since the very beginning of your show.
That's right. Yeah. You are. I think this is the third time you've been our guest. You are the most guested staff on the Simon Dave show. We'll have to get you a crest so you can stitch into your coat.
Stick around, Brianna. I want you to stick around. And we get together back at the head office.
Yeah, that's
of
right.
Course.
That'd be nice. It'll be so nice to be able to see people and to, you know, like, feel their presence as opposed to just sort of see them on Zoom. Well, Brianna, it was marvelous talking to you. Thank you for catching up. Thank you for answering Simon's very difficult question of the month. Thankful I didn't have to answer that. Well, I guess I took a stab at it, but it's a hard question. And we will see you tomorrow.
Of course. Have a good night, guys.
Thanks, Brianna.
Yeah.
No problem. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Well, Simon, you're starting to crack up a bit, and I'm forgetting people when they're leaving to work. So I think we're both getting pretty.
Well,
that was fun.
I just hope Brianna sticks around.
Well, she is. She is. She's going to be around for 6 months. Glorious months. She's one of the most creative, hardest workers we have at Cheer. So it's going to be great to have her and to be with us. And hopefully she's doubtful, but maybe by the end of the 6 months, maybe, if we have a going away party for her, if she hasn't gotten another position at Cheers, hopefully we can do it not on Zoom, but maybe in a patio or maybe in the club. That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Okay.
That was fun.
I guess
I will talk to you soon. And you're getting a professional. That was amazing. You really are awesome. A lot of great questions. You introduced people, made them feel comfortable. I am inspired by your progress.
Well, my specialist says that the way I was brought up or the way I look at my life is basically, I would say, sort of like a counseling person. Like, I can counsel people or people can be counseled by me.
Wonderful.
Some kind of psychologist or something. I don't know.
Well, you are a very intuitive man who has a very caring heart. So we're lucky to be in your world, I guess, because you make our lives better. So thank you so much, Simon.
No problem, Dave.
All right, buddy.
You have a very, very good night's sleep.
I hope I don't fall asleep. I mean, I'm in the basement now, and I got to walk up to the second floor to go to bed, and I hope I don't fall asleep on the stairs on the way there. Have a great night, buddy.
Hey, Dave, before we go, keep me informed of what's going on Zoom for me to keep tabs, for me to have an idea what the conversations are going to be for the radio show.
I will. In fact, I think
against your
wishes, I'm going to drag you into a few Zoom programs so that you can be part of it, so we can talk about it next month, I hope.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to have anybody here to help me Zoom.
We'll figure. I'll see if I can figure something out.
Mm. So best way I do this is talk over the phone. That's the easiest thing I can do right now.
We can do that with Zoom too. You can call into a program. We'll talk. We'll talk off the air.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye.
All right, bye.